have a few questions for my colleagues. What if our foreign policy of the past century is deeply flawed and has not served our national security interests? What if we wake up one day and realize that the terrorist threat is a predictable consequence of our meddling in the affairs of others and has nothing to do with us being free and prosperous? What if propping up repressive regimes in the Middle East endangers both the United States and Israel? What if occupying countries like Iraq and Afghanistan and bombing Pakistan is directly related to the hatred directed toward us? What if someday it dawns on us that losing over 5,000 American military personnel in the Middle East since 9/11 is not a fair trade-off for the loss of nearly 3,000 American citizens, no matter how many Iraqi, Pakistani, and Afghan people are killed or displaced? What if we finally decide that torture, even if called enhanced interrogation technique, is self-destructive and produces no useful information, and that contracting it out to a third world nation is just as evil? What if it is finally realized that war and military spending is always destructive to the economy? What if all wartime spending is paid for through the deceitful and evil process of inflating and borrowing? What if we finally see that wartime conditions always undermine personal liberty? What if conservatives who preach small government wake up and realize that our interventionist foreign policy provides the greatest incentive to expand the government? What if conservatives understood once again that their only logical position is to reject military intervention and managing an empire throughout the world? What if the American people woke up and understood that the official reasons for going to war are almost always based on lies and promoted by war propaganda in order to serve special interests? What if we as a nation came to realize that the quest for empire eventually destroys all great nations? What if Obama has no intention of leaving Iraq? What if a military draft is being planned for the wars that will spread if our foreign policy is not changed? What if the American people learn the truth, that our foreign policy has nothing to do with national security, that it never changes from one administration to the next? What if war and preparation for war is a racket serving the special interests? What if President Obama is completely wrong about Afghanistan and turns out worse than Iraq and Vietnam put together? What if Christianity actually teaches peace and not preventive wars of aggression? What if diplomacy is found to be superior to bombs and bribes in protecting America? What happens if my concerns are completely unfounded? Nothing. But what happens if my concerns are justified and ignored? Nothing good. And I yield back the balance of my time.
Welcome back to Resurrect Republic Radio Broadcast. We are experiencing all sorts of interesting technical difficulties. And, you know, I know that a lot of, talk show hosts, they talk about this and they make mention of it. But, you have two sitting side by side right here who've had our separate issues. And I'm witnessing what is going on here with his computers. And it's nuts. Nothing makes sense. And there's two computers side by side. They're just all sorts of. I couldn't send Dan. If you're listening to me, I sent you a message in Skype because I couldn't send you an email. I can't send an email now. That's good. Very interesting. Anyway, so I guess we're touching a nerve, so to speak. Dan, did you get my message and bring that up? Yeah, I want people to hear about this. Now I'm on it now. because obviously it's having an effect. Mike, you want to say a few things before we run this?
Well, what we're talking about here, and the reason that not only myself, my producer, Brendan O'Connell over in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, the reason there's constant attacks on us, and I've actually had to go to the links of encrypted emails, increased protection on my website because it went down the other day. I've had to do a number of things, costly things, just to keep up and running here. And what we've decided to do is to show you or let you listen to an overview of the reasons why. Okay, because what you're about to hear is a video clip that we're going to go ahead and run for the rest of the program. This is Brendan O'Connell. This is a production called the Talpiot Program. And this is why this information that he has put out has landed him in prison. This is why he is in exile in Malaysia. This is why he has three felony warrants out for his arrest in Australia to this day. This is why every time he comes up on my show, we have problems. This is why my computers, as you can notice here, yep, are having issues. Yep. My website is having issues. Is because these people do not want this information to get into the public eye. Okay, because if we expose it, we can ruin them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And right before, you know, before we roll the clip, there's going to be a few people that are going to be coming up on the show. Adam Green is one. I look forward to having Brendan O'Connell. That'll be a joy. Sherry Peel Jackson, Dr. Alan Sobroski, Dr. Chuck Baldwin, Pastor Chuck Baldwin will be on the show coming soon. We were supposed to do an interview when I was in Oregon, but it was just scheduling conflicts just made it impossible. I know that I kind of promised you that at the time, but we're working on getting that resolved, the scheduling resolved. So we're going to have a lot of really good, strong interviews. But I want you to hear about this Talpiot program because it's something that's affecting all of us. And it doesn't mean that there's little gremlins sitting back there and actively whacking at you. They have technologies that use certain keywords, buzzwords, phrases, and these algorithms go to work on, you know, almost instantly. This technology is insane. But anyway, the Talpiot program is what I want you to listen to. So go ahead, Dan, and roll that clip.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's Brendan O'Connell, the Bell Tower Boy, coming to you from Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. It is Monday, the 29th of January. Today, we're going to be talking about Israel and how it rules. It rules because of the Talpiot program, the specific high technology program started in the late 1970s, which was to put Israeli military intelligence officers in high positions of corporate power and to dominate the high technology sector. And this is why you see people like Benjamin Netanyahu, who can slaughter at will and still be welcomed into countries, doing contracts galore all over the world. Why the Talpiot program? They dominate the high technology world, databases, encrypted communications, government, military, it doesn't matter, civilian, corporate world. It doesn't matter. They literally control everything. This is just a quick introduction. I'm here in front of the Petronas Twin Towers, a big landmark in Kuala Lumpur, of course, a very modern metropolis, a very modern metropolis. It's a dissident paradise. Ladies and gentlemen, you must understand the Talpiot program and its importance and the domination of Israel of the high technology. It doesn't need a nuclear weapon because the nuclear weapon is their ability to switch off your infrastructure. And in closing, before we get into the video, a nice 15-minute short one, just remember the two Spectre and Meltdown bugs that were flaws found in Intel CPUs. That was deliberate flaws put in by the Israeli state in their very nice, highly sophisticated CPU fabrication factory, where it designs and manufactures the latest Intel CPUs. They put those bugs in so that they would have access to the world's databases and the world's high technology sector infrastructure, which is hooked into the internet. They did it, and Netanyahu deliberately released that information. And we should very much wonder about Assange and Snowden. I don't know their real story. I'm not saying their plans, but what they've done a lot of is to scare people, particularly Snowden, and to let people know, we are watching, you better watch what you say and what you do. And you combine that with Intel CPU flaws, which are so incredibly important to understand, you understand why Netanyahu released that information. He's saying, you better shut your mouth to the corporate world, to the government world, because we've kill-switched you. Ladies and gentlemen, short 15 minutes, the Talpiot program. Thanks for watching. Please subscribe and please donate. And please go to my Patreon account where I really want to focus my efforts. Thanks again to everyone who supported me. You know who you are. We're working on some really good programs. And thanks, too, to my new camera assistant. I'm not going to name him at this moment, but I have a local Malaysian friend now who's assisting me, and this is wonderful news, and we're networking now with local Malays, and we hope to be translating these videos into Bahasa Melayu. Thanks for watching. Ciao for now. Hold the affairs, and I'll speak to you very soon. Telpiot program. Watch, subscribe, donate. Thank you.
My heart beat quickly. This was the last place I wanted to be. The tent was dark, lit only by flickering candles in colourful glass lamps from the Orient. Thieves made deals in shadowed corners, and tinkers traded their deadly creations for illicitly won coin.
The company Intel is now opening its biggest plant outside of the United States, and this one is going to be in Israel. The plant is set to produce the world's most advanced computer microprocessor. We all seem to have these in our computers.
Oh, heady days, young, dumb, and full of rum, barley bound. My biggest concern was if a light easterly breeze would smooth out the water for my morning surf. Computing woes in the olden days were limited to the mother virus, where your mother removed the power cord to your VIC-20 or Commodore 64 in the vain hope you would do your homework. In those heady days of the early 1980s, we pondered the raw power of 64 kilobits of memory, then moving on from a data cassette to a 5.25-inch floppy, then a 386DX 33 MHz machine to a 486, then a Pentium processor model, all the way up to the standard 4,000 megahertz and beyond we now take for granted. Yes, these were carefree, innocent days. There was no such thing as a computer virus for ordinary folk. Assange and his friends were still wank-worming the Pentagon and NASA at that stage, allegedly. Now the entire world is hooking up to the Internet of Things, from self-driving cars to smart light bulbs to smartphones to robot milking machines and medical nanotechnology. And who has made themselves indispensable in the field of cybersecurity against the emerging threat of bringing the world's new critical and non-critical infrastructure to its knees?
Maybe you can go back and tell me how you three guys got together and came up with this crazy idea.
A couple of years after all of us were discharged from the military, we just each went his own way, and at some point we realized, okay, we are pretty bored with what we do today.
We kept thinking that we want to do something special, right? Something different.
So we started looking at different areas until we learned about the world of connected cars.
Cars are way more computerized than we realize. You have dozens of different computers in each vehicle. Almost everything you can imagine is somehow controlled by a computer. In the recent years, it became almost a trend to connect vehicles to the internet. And once you take such a complicated machine that has so much software in it and so many computers and you connect it to the internet, you have a serious problem.
So how do you guys know how to do all this stuff?
The three of us served together in the military in Unit 8200.
In the 8200 unit.
We have served for 6 years together in the 8200 intelligence unit.
Unit 8200 is the backbone of the Israeli intelligence community, and it's also a hotbed for Israeli ITech. In recent years, when the name of the game is cyber, offensive cyber, defensive cyber, Unit 8200 is there among the top 4 or 5 leaders in the world. The exact comparison is to US NSA, to British General Communication Headquarters.
Hello.
Unit 8200. An Israeli military intelligence program. And these graduates of the Israeli Defense Force now come to your corporate HQ to assist you in keeping the bad guys out. But what if the guys trying to get in are the same guys who just came to your IT department? We all know the old gangster scam, start a window repair business, pay people to break windows, I put to you, this is exactly what Israel has done. The world of cybersecurity is totally dominated by Israel. But even more than Unit 8200 is the other military program few knew about till very recently, and few talk about to this day, the Talpiot program. This is a vastly different program to Unit 8200. This is a program that has been operating for over 30 years, a program that creates large corporate entities that now dominate the world's IT sector. The Talpiot program is an elite Israeli Defense Force training program. The recruits have to demonstrate outstanding academic ability in the sciences and show great leadership potential. Graduates of the Talpiot program pursue double majors in higher education while also serving in the army. They then utilize their experience to further Israeli Defense Force research and development in technological leadership positions. The program was inaugurated in 1979. The initiators of the program were Professor Felix Dothan and Professor Shaul Ratziv of the Hebrew University. They submitted the idea to the Israeli Chief of Staff, Rafael Eitan. Mr. Eitan is also a good friend, or was a good friend, of Bibi Netanyahu. The idea was to harness human creativity to develop new technologies for the army. The program is sponsored by the Israeli Air Force and Israeli Defense Force Administration for the Development of Weapons and the Technological Industry. It is run directly under the auspices of the Hebrew University of Jerusalem. In addition to the 3 years obligated by Israeli law, military service includes 6 years of standing army service in a wide variety of positions. The total program, including military service, is 9 long years. These graduates go on to own and create and run their own companies. Many end up as the heads of corporations, such as Microsoft in Israel. Perhaps to really understand the power of Talpiot in a shorter time as possible, we should study one man, Zohar Zisapel, and one company, Rad Group. Zisapel was one of the original graduates of the Talpiot program. When I found this Information Underground article on a forum in 2007, I also found this BDS article on Talpiot. Now let's understand and grasp the foundational importance of the Talpiot program from this short article in an online Israeli journal, Israel 21C. This was originally published in 2009 on another website. The article by Karen Klusterman disappeared after I made Talpiot known in court documents at the time I was speaking to members of the West Australian counter-terrorism on this particular issue. The website and most of the limited public writing on Talpiot and its graduates was removed, totally, except for that BDS article. I would also add with regards to this issue that I am the only human being on the planet who has had the Israeli state name them directly as the reason for a Friends of Israel rally, held 8 days before the start of a high-profile trial on August 8, 2010. This Friends of Israel rally took place in Perth, Western Australia. Perhaps the Israeli ambassador, Yuval Rotem, Israeli Deputy Defence Minister, Danny Aylon, Australian Foreign Minister, Stephen Smith, and 135 local and federal members of the Australian Parliament were concerned about something. Head of State Counter-Terrorism Barry Shelton had emailed me, quote, "We all respect your work," and invited me for a coffee 2 months before the rally was arranged. I wonder what we were going to talk about. Let me put what happened in the context of a Californian man going through the same 8-year torture process. We'll convert population differences between Western Australia, 2.7 million people, and California, 40 million people, into an equivalent number to make the point. Imagine Bill Smith, a native of Los Angeles, California, met an American Jewish guy who had served in the Israeli Defense Force. Imagine if this guy, we'll call him Leon Wend, had high security clearances and was installing the weapons and sensor systems on the brand new Seawolf-class US Navy attack submarine. Imagine if Leon Wend had been showing publicly hundreds of photos and video of the interior of this highly classified sub, years before any material had been released to the public. Imagine if Bill Smith made a complaint about a security breach to American authorities. Then, imagine if Bill Smith wrote about Leon Wend and his sudden move to the Israeli company Verint.
Be back, Resurrect Group, welcome to the program.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
RBN. And what we're listening to right now is Brendan O'Connell's presentation on the Talpiot program. Go ahead and roll the clip.
A company that specializes in critical infrastructure security and data intercepts for law enforcement agencies. Now we find Leon is installing CCTV security on the Los Angeles public transport network just after the same company, Verint, had installed the same equipment in the London Tube just before the bombing in 2005. Now imagine Leon Wend makes a complaint to the Los Angeles FBI that Bill Smith was stalking him by naming him online, and Bill Smith is interviewed by counterterrorism police. Imagine, on hearing the details of Mr. Wend and the security risk he poses, the Los Angeles FBI field office tell Mr. Bill Smith to be quiet and they would investigate. Imagine, a year or so later, Mr. Smith attends a rally in support of the Palestinians and calls a hardcore Jewish Zionist activist a, quote, racist Jew, with a, quote, religion of racism, hate, homicide, and ethnic cleansing. Mr. Smith then ends up charged for racially vilifying that man, Stanley Elliott Keyser, and is further charged for incitement for making extremely banal comments about Jewish power you could hear at a Professor Norman Finkelstein meeting. Imagine if Bill Smith tells police if they continue with the ridiculous charges, he will be raising matters of national security at the trial. Imagine a full-blown harassment campaign begins against Mr. Bill Smith and his friends and family. Imagine there are four suspicious deaths, including his sister. Imagine the head of Californian state counterterrorism invites Bill Smith out for coffee to discuss Israeli intelligence activity, and he emails on his official police email, "We all respect your work." Imagine a few months later, a rally to support the Israeli state is organized, and the Israeli ambassador to the US is there in person. The Israeli deputy foreign minister is there via video link. The US Secretary of State is there in person. 100 members of Congress and the Senate are there in person, and almost the entire US political class write letters of support for the event, and 26,000 Christians and Jews from all over the US attend the event in person. A keynote speaker is the man who brought the hate speech charges against Bill Smith, Stanley Elliott Keyser. And this Friend of Israel rally is reported on by the local Jewish online journal as being directly organized in response to Mr. Bill Smith. Not only is this an obvious attempt to intimidate the state political, judicial, and legal class, it is a giant international incident and violation of state-to-state relations. But you'd never know it, because despite reporting the event in the local newspaper and recording footage of the event itself for all to see, no media outlet will touch it. Not even Iran Press TV, even though their senior international correspondent swore black and blue he was waiting on funding for the story. Funding that never came, but they strung me along for 2 long years. Of course, Bill Smith is me, Brendan Lee O'Connell. I hope this little sideline exemplifies the point that understanding the Talpiot program is the key to understanding Israel's continuing success. Now, getting back to the main game. Here is journalist Karen Klusterman writing about Zisapel and Red Group. I'm going to read its important sections and make comment along the way. Remember, Red Group is one of hundreds of Israeli high technology startups, some big, some really big, and some small, but all come together to make Israel a, quote, technology juggernaut. Their words, not mine. Here's the article. I don't like big organizations, says Zohar Zisapel, the co-founder and chairman of Rad Data Communications, one of Israel's most successful group of companies. Rumor has it that one of Israel's most successful entrepreneurs wears sandals and jeans to work and flies economy class. The sandals part is true, he tells Israel 21C, but he no longer flies economy. I did it for many years, says Zisapel, who has earned millions through the 27 high-tech startups he's created with his brother, Yehuda, in as many years. People told me it was too arrogant. Lauded by entrepreneurs as one of the most successful and prolific high-tech entrepreneurs in Israel or anywhere, especially in the telecom industry, Zisapel humbly says if it weren't them, someone else would have created the technologies developed by Rad and its group of companies. 6 Rad Group companies now listed on NASDAQ include Radvision, Ceragon Networks, Radware, RIT Technologies, Radcom, and Silicom. Rad has helped change life as we know it, enabling high-speed wireless communication and secure telephone networks and banking. Today, Rad is a solutions provider for more than 100 telecom operators around the world, including AT&T, British Telecom, Deutsche Telekom, France Telecom, Japan Telecom, and Orange France. It provides communication tools to major players in the banking, commerce, education, finance, government, military, transportation, and utility sectors. We were part of a trend, says Zisapel. We were lucky to be starting in the beginning of the 80s when Israel was still a very socialist country. In the beginning, he admits, it was hard to change the world's image of Israel from a predominantly agricultural exporter to one that has fashioned, at the time, the smallest modem on the planet. When Zisapel went to develop the business abroad, people said, "We're buying oranges, not modems," he recalls. Could life be different without us? I don't think any company can claim that, says Zisapel. not even Google or Microsoft. He gives the comparison of art and applies it to high tech. There are those who do it first. When you do something first, you'll have others following you. Born in Tel Aviv in 1949, Zisapel's father, an immigrant from Poland, was a shoe salesman. Before becoming the head of the Electronic Research Department of the Ministry of Defense in Tel Aviv, Zisapel had studied at the Technion, the Israel Institute of Technology, for 2 degrees, then went on to Tel Aviv University for an MBA.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Brendan O'Connell in the Talpia program.
In 1981, he quit the Ministry of Defense and started RAD from the back offices of Binet, a company his brother had started. Zohar's first assignment at RAD was to manage the development of the company's first product, a mini modem that would change the computer industry. He and his brother Yehuda were always and still are very much a team in their entrepreneurial activities. In Israel, where everyone and his brother vie to build a high-tech company, Zisapel laughs, because it actually happened. Me and my brother, we are totally different. The fact is, we are compatible because we stayed together for so many years, are together today, and will be together in the future. We have very different strengths and weaknesses. Today, RAD has blossomed into 27 companies over the 27 years that the brothers have been working together. The group, which employs 3,500 people globally, has been called, quote, the world's most successful incubator of telecom-related startups by Business 2.0 magazine. The idea comes first, then we start looking for people, says Zisapel, who usually looks at a pool of Israeli developers or ones in the US who are interested in coming back to Israel for work. We've done 27 companies in 27 years. In good times, in bad times, the rate stays the same, says Zisipel, about one a year. Once a year, because we cannot do it faster, he adds. End of article. Did I just read that right? 27 companies in 27 years. Count them. That's one Israeli corporate entity. One. Israel now leads the world in high technology of every kind, from CPUs to medical nanotechnology, cybersecurity, encryption technologies, telecommunications, cryptocurrencies, billing services, databases for banking and financial security systems, military high technology systems of every kind, robotics in agriculture, robotics in general, water supply systems, food production and distribution, critical infrastructure security, and the emerging terror of artificial intelligence. It would be far easier to ask ourselves what the Israeli high tech sector doesn't control or dominate. While Detroit and other US cities fall into disrepair, Tel Aviv booms. Now, where did they get the money for that? And what's more, where did they get the technology for that? There is no way to effectively boycott Israel. Every country on the planet is signing high technology deals with this technology juggernaut. Technology that Israel has stolen straight out from the United States. Technology that can switch off any country's critical infrastructure and bring its economy to its knees. Israel does not need nuclear weapons in the classic sense. It has the ultimate nuke. Control of the emerging Internet of Things and the Internet in general. And nothing is safe. From your self-driving car to your electricity grid to your bank accounts to your water supply to your food and food distribution systems, in hacker speak, Israel has you pwned. With Israel's domination of cybersecurity, we also find Zionist-run American companies like IMA Financial Services. Let's explain the multidimensional scam, but let's hear from Rob Cohen, head of IMA, first.
You know, it's always interesting this time of year when you can reflect and look back. And in many ways, business has been good this year. But if you want to talk about bigger transformational things, the things that I'm most proud of is our investment in technology and data intelligence so that we can change the value proposition for our customers and use information in new and different ways. I think change has always been a constant, but what is changing is technology and data is giving us insight in ways that we didn't have access to information in the past. And we as humans are having a hard time adapting to the speed of the change. Our industry, by nature of the business that we're in, we have access to more data than probably most industries have.
IMA insures corporations against cyber attack. They are also intimately involved with Israel and some unusual happenings in Colorado.
I'm Eric Singer, Gazette.com, and this is Between the Lines, a 1-2 punch of great economic news for Colorado Springs just this week. First, we've learned, of course, that Frontier is coming back to the Colorado Springs Airport, resuming service. And now we've learned the National Cyber Intelligence Agency is coming here to Colorado Springs. Joining us now to put the center in perspective is Gazette reporter Wayne Heilman. So explain it to us. First, what is the National Cyber Intelligence Agency Center?
The National Cyber Intelligence Center includes three elements. There's a rapid response center that's designed to help companies cope with and recover from cyber attacks. There's also an institute that is designed to train public officials and bureaucrats about cyber threats. And then lastly, there's a research center that will delve into cyber threats.
How many people will be employed?
About 100 people. It'll be located in a building owned by UCCS that now houses the Mortgage Solutions Financial Expo Center. It'll occupy the part of the building that is currently empty, and it will cost about $15 to $20 million to renovate that building. The governor is going to ask the state legislature for about $8 million of state money. They're going to raise the rest from industry and foundations.
And this center is also an economic magnet for other businesses, too.
The governor believes many businesses will want to locate close to this center and close to the other assets, cyber assets that are located in the Colorado Springs area. There are many military facilities that having to do with cyber, and about 70-some businesses in the cyber arena.
Wow. Thanks for putting it all in perspective. And, of course, you can read Wayne's full story in the Gazette and on Gazette.com. With Between the Lines, I'm Eric Singer, Gazette.com.
Colorado is the former home of American Zionist Jew Daniel Lewin, graduate of the Telpiot program and founder of Akamai, the company that runs and controls the Internet data load, a critical system that keeps the Internet functioning. In fact, it's the system. Daniel was also the first man to die on 9/11, allegedly, one of the great mysteries of 9/11 yet to be explained in any meaningful way. Also, with IMA in Colorado, we find Stephen Waldman, member of the oldest synagogue in the U.S., Congregation Shiruth Israel. Now, I found this very interesting. Founded in 1654 by Spanish and Portuguese Jews, they have a nice APAC sign at the bottom of their page. I assure you, go and have a dig. There's way more to find there. Denver, Colorado was also the home of Eric Mitisek, former Denver, Colorado Chief Innovation Officer and now manager of an IMA subsidiary called IM Analytics. In this article, Mitisek explains his new role. Here's a quote. Few details were shared about the new IMA venture, but the new business will be part of the insurtech industry, which uses technology to maximize the insurance industry. Mitisek, who starts as president on August the 1st, will be responsible for leveraging vast amounts of information to create better experiences for IMA clients, the company said. America's new cybersecurity command will be going in where? Yeah, you guessed it. Colorado, home of the well-heeled Aspen Israeli firster crowd of Sheldon Adelson, Donald Trump's chief financier and controller. So let's summarize IMA and the massive influx of Israeli startups, graduates of the Telpiot program and Unit 8200 pouring into Colorado. It's pretty simple. Israel, with Unit 8200 and 100 private corporate graduates of that program like Black Cube, Harvey Weinstein's hackers of choice, whack the corporate military government IT network. Maybe East European or Chinese hackers get the blame. IMA comes along, expresses its sincere condolences for the loss of data, pays the insurance, or you buy insurance off them, and IMA organizes the cleanup specialist crew to come into your allegedly secure IT environment to advise and fix the damage. While they're there, they fill the target system with more malware, creating more business and sending more data to Israel. This is part way of how Israel rules. This is how Bibi gets what he wants. Every time. Time is short. Bibi needs a war, he needs a distraction while he gets Greater Israel happening. Maybe Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis can help. He's sure the war on terror is over and the far more profitable and stable Cold War 2.0 can begin.
So we will continue to prosecute the campaign against terrorists that we're engaged in today, but great power competition, not terrorism, is now the primary focus of U.S. national security. This strategy is fit for our time, providing the American people the military required to protect our way of life, stand with our allies, and live up to our responsibility to pass intact to the next generation those freedoms that all of us enjoy here today. We face growing threats from revisionist powers as different as China and Russia are from each other, nations that do seek to create a world consistent with their authoritarian models, pursuing veto authority over other nations' economic, diplomatic, and security decisions.
Perhaps Mad Dog Mattis will explain to the American public how its friend and ally Israel is providing these very two countries with stolen U.S. high technology and have even managed to put their own direct puppet president in the White House, Donald J. Trump.
Now the Trump administration demand more constraints on Chinese trade. Guess who's taking up the slack? The problem is not China. They have 1.3 billion people to feed. The problem is Israel. China is happy to trade and play its part in world affairs. It is being used as a public whipping boy and Goldstein decoy. But then, if they all meet at Bilderberger, maybe that's a role it's happy to play while it builds ports and infrastructure in Israel. While Alex Jones convinces you North Korea and China are about to nuke your local 7-Eleven, Bibi will use Iran's build-up in Syria and Hezbollah's threat to attack Israel's own critical physical infrastructure as the excuse he needs to cut a swathe all the way to the West Bank of the Euphrates and blood Rouhani's nose. Iran under the Rouhani presidency and the Shia militias he controls have kindly assisted in wiping out all organized Sunni resistance to Israel, and the breakup of the Middle East is almost complete. Since the devastation of Iraq, there is no chance of pan-Arab nationalism threatening Israel's existence, and greater Israel is a step closer. The Saudis have no choice but to cooperate. While Israel's armed forces are considered a joke by military analysts, killing kids in Gaza is hardly a tough fight. Their standoff high-tech capability cannot be matched by anyone in the region, not even Russia. A counterinsurgency against Hezbollah is one thing, but all-out regional war with the massive application of firepower combined with detailed intelligence is another. And now the US is directly in the region in sufficient numbers and with sufficient equipment to ably assist. There will be nothing left of Hezbollah and Iranian proxy forces in the region, short of a miracle. I'm not sure what that miracle is. Putin, the savior, will do nothing except play Pontius Pilate and resupply the region with more Russian weapons. Iran was lured deep into the Middle East by Israel via Russia, and Putin and his best friend Bibi and Trump will stab Iran right in the back. Is there a good doctor in the house who can fix this Zionist bug? However, even with war, Iran will not be directly attacked. A strong Iran is required to justify the massive Israeli military high technology sector and create hatred and division among the Gulf states in a Sunni-Shia dialectic. The United States also needs a dangerous and well-armed Russia and China to justify its stimulation via the Pentagon budget of its own high technology sector, and vice versa. War's good business. The threat of war is good business. They don't know how else to keep the high technology sectors pumping along. They're all out of ideas. If I sound somehow I'm anti-Iranian, you're wrong. I'm anti-Rouhani and his policies currently. Any criticism of Iranian foreign policy always means you work for the Muslim Brotherhood, the Saudis, the Gulf states, whatever. I simply want some balance. There are too many Putin and Rouhani groupies out there. Way too many. Could we please have a little objective analysis? No one is innocent in the region. Everyone has blood on their hands. We need to try and have a balanced and objective analysis to step back and do our bit to promote peace in the region. With war being the major organizing principle of society, and with fear the major control mechanism elites use to control local populations, a return to a simple and easy to manage Cold War 2.0 is a preferred option. Now, the grassroots citizen online insurgency has been largely quelled by high technology online AI and real life movement control mechanisms and federal legislation. These could never have been put in place under the old Soviet-era Cold War system. People would notice the Soviet-style controls. But now the job is done. We can all forget the terrorist threat and settle into the comfortable and easy-to-manage terror of global thermonuclear war. New office renovation and paint job, same boss, same management method. You can go back to sleep. Until the Talmudic racist supremacist state of Israel's domination of the high technology sector, Internet of Things, critical infrastructure, cybersecurity, robotics, AI and 5G is exposed, we will be forever frustrated as Bibi cuts the throat of a Muslim child live on the television, and we all wonder how it is he gets away with it. Bribery and blackmail is part of it. The three T's sum it up: Talmud, Talpiot, technology. Soon, Donald Trump will stand in the ruins of a Detroit industrial park and give you the good news. A joint Israeli-American technology park is to be built. The technology will be US taxpayer funded.
handed to Israel, then handed back to the US, and you will be grateful. You will have some jobs, and Donald Trump will be re-elected. As long as you know, BB and Cambridge Analytica's narrative is, support my man Trump, and I will produce jobs and a stable economy. Don't support my man Trump, then we have some Telpiot Unit 8200 critical infrastructure nukes for you, and that goes for anyone else who wants to take on Pax Judaica. With BB and his special forces gang who started all of the above-mentioned programs, we will get only war. There will be no dialogue, no chance for peace between Muslim, Jew and Christian, atheist or communist, black or white, rich or poor, gay or straight, male or female, just war, polarization and the dialectic. Until exhausted, you will accept BB and the Sheldon Adelson man. No Messiah is coming. No powerful, badass leader on a white horse come to restore order to the Wild West.
We want you, Shane.
There's no going back from that. Right or wrong, it's a brand. A brand sticks. There's no going back. Now you run on home to your mother and tell her. Tell her everything's all right. And there aren't any more guns in the valley.
Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast. We'll be right back with Brendan O'Connell and the Doppelganger.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Texas. Welcome back, Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. We are running right now Brendan O'Connell's the Talpia program presentation. We're going to be asking him to come on the show. I think that would be a good thing to do. More people need to be talking about this. So all of you out there, spread this information on the Talpia program. Go ahead and roll the clip.
Jane's not coming back, and we're going to have to do it ourselves. Rosa Parks woke up in the morning and refused to get to the back of the bus and change history, and she never even had a smartphone. If not now, when? If not me, who? Here I am at my Muslim Brotherhood million-dollar studio. InfoWars regular Joel Skousen is upset I'm upsetting his narrative. Help me and my friends keep upsetting Joel, Alex and Donald. Please donate, join Patreon, and give me and my friends the resources we need to get the narrative out there that will hamper, or at least marginally disrupt, the total takeover of the United States by the neocon Zionists, Chabad Lubavitch, Russian Jewish gangsters, drug traffickers and weapons traders. They are not all powerful. They can only operate in the dark. As Julian Assange is fond of saying, lights on, rats out. Let's switch some lights on.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. More people should be talking about this Talpia program. Well, folks, you know, we've made this transition to Arizona, and for the past hour, we've been working on getting some computers running again. Very interesting things going on behind the scenes here. So it's going to take time. It's going to take money. We're going to need your support to do that. So I would ask you guys to please go to resurrecttherepublic.com. To the right-hand side of the page there, you'll see a donate button. That's our PayPal link. And send us what you can. You know, we don't ask for much, but we are definitely in need of the funding. So anyway, I'd like to also thank Mike Herzog for joining us today. And, you know, he's continuing the fight with the rest of us. So, you know, I think that Mr. O'Connell was saying there, if you really want to be a part of at least making a dent in this takeover of our nation, then you need to do what you can to support those that are speaking out and sticking our necks out to do so. We're constantly getting attacked, computers getting screwed up and reaching into our own pockets to fix things and keep things going. So without that support from you guys, we're going to go down the chute, you know. So you would like to say anything in closing there?
I'll just reiterate what you said. And I know, you know, you've had some unexpected expenses on the way down here. And, you know, I made a point on my network not to ask people for money. I'm trying to do it on my own just to prove that it can be done. But in your case, you had unexpected expenses coming down here. And I know that you guys are close to broke. I'm providing a place for you to stay. And you're with this other guy. But folks, yeah, if you got a few extra bucks, 10, 20, 50 bucks, send it to Tom and kind of help him get back to where he was before he had this unexpected expense.
Thank you for that, Mike. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. We'll catch you guys later.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you.
Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.